It is the CFL Commissioner, Stuart Johnston. Thank you for coming by. This is so fun.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Now, this is you're just at the beginning of what I understand is going to be a coast-to-coast kind of walk through the CFL. How exciting is this as a job?
Well, I'm so excited, and I'm so thrilled to be kicking off a cross-country market tour here in Saskatchewan. With the opening game at Mosaic, I couldn't be happier.
This is kind of a challenge for all of Rider Nation to go, you know what, we have to show the new commissioner what Rider Nation is all about. And I know there's been a lot of talk about, oh, you know, where are the fans going? But I think that you're going to find they'll bring it tonight.
I'm expecting that. I've been lucky enough to come out and catch a few games, a few Grey Cups here over the course of the years. I've seen it. I tell you. In my last career, I got to attend a number of sporting events, really very fortunate. And I'd be down in Augusta at the Masters. I'd be in Paris at the French Open. Pretty cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
Always can spot a green shirt. Always. No matter where I went, could find one. So you see that passion across the world. And I can't wait to see it tonight.
Well, Gloria brings up a good point about fans. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine who was down in Southern Ontario. There's a lot of new Canadians that are coming over here. And, you know, they're coming from countries where cricket is popular, soccer is really popular, baseball is popular. When you come to Canada, of course, everyone becomes a hockey fan. And I think sometimes football kind of gets lost in the shuffle there sometimes. And it's not just Southern Ontario, it's coast to coast. So what is the CFL doing to try and get new Canadians engaged in football and this great sport that we have?
Well, I think the last thing you just said is the most important. We have the best sport in the world. And the more that we can expose the sport to new Canadians and to younger Canadians, I think the more that they'll fall in love. I think flag football is an incredible entry point for all of those groups to get in schools or in programs that will touch footballs, run, throw, catch. They'll fall in love. And when you fall in love with football, you become a fan and you understand the rules and you will attend a game.
Do you think expansion is important? And what would be, I know everyone's talking about expansion and maybe bringing the CFL to new markets. I mean, sometimes that's easier said than done. But do you think that is a key component to building the CFL?
I think that I would love a 10th team for a number of reasons. I'd like an 11th and a 12th team as well. But a 10th team, I think, would round out the league beautifully from a scheduling standpoint, from more excitement of in terms of matchups. All of that would be wonderful. I'm not making expansion a top priority for me, at least in the early go of my tenure here as commissioner. I want to focus on things I can control. If a group came to us and had an amazing financial background, political connections, stadium plans, we are listening. We will have those conversations.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But we're not going to actively solicit them for now. I want to focus on growing the game of football, increasing the entertainment value of an already world-class product, and ultimately driving a business model that leaves us with 9 healthy clubs. We do that. I think that's going to make expansion a whole lot easier.
Let me ask you one more thing on the expansion topic. And many people, Gloria, you'll remember this. Many people remember back in the days when the CFL went out into the United States and tried that. Do you think, though, if you were to expand back down into the States, but only in states that don't have professional teams? And I'm thinking of states like North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, those types of places. Do you think that would work? Or is that something that we've tried this, it's not going to happen again?
Well, I'll answer the first part, the last part of your question first to say, I never want us to say that about anything. We live in a world of disruption and we can't rule out any option. We must evaluate every possibility. So no, I'm not going to say it'll never happen again. It is not a top priority for me to move that way. I think our game is so good it can travel. And part of that will be, you know, the good folks at CBS are showing our games, CFL Plus showing our games internationally. Let's get an audience in America that can appreciate exactly what our game delivers, and then we'll see where we go.
All right. Well, that's been enlightening. I know you're going to be on Sports Cage a little bit later on tonight,
right,
Stuart. And also, are people going to be able to maybe say hello to you at Party in the Park or somewhere around Mosaic Stadium?
I can't wait. I'm gonna take in and soak in the entire experience. And if you see me, please come up. I'd love to say hi.
Okay.
And
well,
Luke, the communications guy, he's sitting or standing right beside me. Make sure you swing by Safeway, grab yourself a watermelon for Stuart, and we'll be good to go.
Amazing. Looking forward to it.
The wasps don't bite very hard at all. That's great. Stuart Johnson, Commissioner of the CFL, thank you so much for stopping on by. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.